Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Cosmic Circus Review. My name is Vin. With me, as always, is John.
Hello.
And today, we are talking about Captain America 4, Brave New World. Please remember to like, subscribe, and follow. John, what is your history with Captain America leading up to this movie? Like, are you really interested in Sam Wilson? Or are you interested in Steve Rogers? Like, before the MCU, how did you feel about the Cap stuff?
I didn't grow up in the comics like a lot of people. I used to have a very fuddy-duddy belief of Captain America.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
I made friends with a lot of nerds like me, and then like they kind of explained to me like how awesome he can be.
Okay.
And I didn't like the first Avenger at first, but the more time has gone by, the more that film has grown on me a lot.
For sure, yeah.
It's grown on me a lot, and I think Chris Evans, like I was against him being Steve Rogers at first, too,
Especially
but
because
again,
he was Human Torch. He can't be both,
yeah.
right?
It grew on me. It grew on me a lot.
For
Like it
sure.
was one of those things where I was like, ah, and then I was like, oh, okay. And it got better. It was honestly, by the time Avengers came out, I felt like he fully embodied
Okay.
Steve Rogers to his full potential. And I was like, okay, he's great. He's great for this role. But as far as the character, I didn't really. I mean, I thought it was goody two shoes.
Right.
Until I understood everything, and now, I mean, now I'm a big fan. I mean, and I love the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
love
Yeah.
the
For
Winter
sure.
Soldier.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, I grew up a DC kid. Like, I watched like all the cartoons. And I started reading the comics when I was really young. DC, 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 all the way. Marvel was like the silly stuff. I mean, Spider-Man's okay, X-Men's okay, but like Captain America, I thought that was a joke. And I remember
That's the way I thought, yeah.
exactly. And when First Avenger came out, I was like, I can't believe they're actually making a movie about this guy. These idiots are gonna go watch it. Ugh. Like I completely looked down on it. Completely, I didn't even watch it. I went to see the Avengers, and I was like, this silly Captain America guy. I didn't care at all. But then, Winter Soldier. I went to see that movie, and 2014 is the year that changed me
It
completely. With
rocks.
Winter Soldier and Guardians of the Galaxy in the same year, I was locked in for life.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there are two movies that have a lot of heart, and the action in the Winter Soldier is fantastic.
Yeah,
Like
yeah.
it's got action sequences that honestly don't have any right to be in that kind of film. And
Yeah.
you know, the scene where Sam Jackson gets ambushed with all those vehicles, I
Amazing, amazing scene.
The tension in that scene is actually well constructed. And the Russo brothers, I don't know what is wrong with them outside of Marvel.
Arrested Development is
Yeah.
good. Arrested Development is good. Community is good, right?
I'm not talking about comedy. I'm talking about like ever since they left Marvel, they don't really know what to do without a guiding hand.
Okay.
But I think they have a very strong sense of scale, action, and they're very good being told what to do and making good use of that direction.
Yeah. I love the Winter Soldier too. And I don't remember if it was before or after, but I came back to the first Avenger because when the first Avenger first came out and I was Captain America, I didn't watch it. I skipped it. And then after Winter Soldier, around that time, that's when I started going back and I was like, okay, let me watch all of these correctly. And then that's when I watched First Avenger and I loved it. First Avenger is so pure, it's so pulpy. It's like the Rocket Man, it has so much heart in it. Chris Evans is amazing in that movie. It's such a good movie, right? And then you go to Civil War, which is also great. It's completely different from the other two, but it's like bigger, but it's always grounded. There's some kind of heart, there's some kind of realism to it. Even with like Ant-Man becoming giant and all the weird stuff happening, like those movies were so good. The Captain America trilogy is one of the strongest trilogies.
Well,
Yeah.
I noticed that what I realized after First Avenger and in Winter Soldier, it's not about him being goody two shoes or having a funny duddy sensibility or anything like that. It's about doing good.
Yes.
Like it's the naive idea of patriotism.
Yeah.
Where there's no corruption in it, there's no compromise, there's nothing ill. There's just a sense of serving your country and doing the right thing. by anyone.
Yes.
And I didn't really understand that. I think the first two Captain America films, that it's not a goody two shoes character. It's just a guy who wants to do the right thing.
Yes. And I think because I grew up with Superman, and Superman is kind of similar in some ways, but Captain America is
It's different. It's different.
Superman's an alien, and Captain America is just a guy, and he grew up a regular guy and he got the powers, but at his core he's still just a guy, right?
Yeah.
And I love Superman, but there's just something different about Captain America, that he's a human who was given these gifts just because he earned them and to do good with these gifts, right?
Yeah.
Superman is a guy born with the gifts who decides to be good. Captain America was a good guy given gifts. I don't know. It's a little bit different, but it's the same. The core of the characters, both of them, is the same sense of do good, right?
But we could talk about this forever. We could talk about it forever.
But
Yeah.
I thought it was important to kind of set the stage for what a Captain America movie means,
Yeah.
right?
Well, let me just be clear. I do think some of that exists in what we're about to talk about. But
Right, and we can touch on that, yeah.
we will get there. We will get there.
So today we are here to talk about Captain America: Brave New World, 2025. This is the 35th movie in the MCU, the fourth Captain America movie, and the first to make me fall asleep twice. It was directed by Julius Ohna, written by Rob Edwards, Malcolm Spellman, Dalen Muson, Julius Ohna, and Peter Glanz. Five writers. Starring Anthony Mackie, Harrison Ford, Danny Ramirez, Tim Blake Nelson, Carl Lumbly, Giancarlo Esposito. Cinematography by Kramer Morgenthau from Game of Thrones. Edited by a longtime Marvel editor, Matthew Schmidt. Music by Laura Cartman from Miss Marvel and the Marvels. What'd you think, John?
So I think if you're looking to pay $13, $14 this weekend, it's serviceable. It will serve your escapism. That said, I think this is the X-Men Origins Wolverine of the current Marvel state. And what I mean by that is, I don't know if you saw that 2008, 2009
I did.
entry in theaters when it came out.
I did.
But I walked in there, I was like, well, it was entertaining. But the more I sat down and the more I thought about everything I just digested, I was like, that just was not what I wanted out of a Wolverine movie. And I think the problem, in my opinion right now, and this is just my opinion, there are two sides of this conversation going on. There are people that actually genuinely enjoy this, and there are people that absolutely hate this. And I think both sides are correct in some ways. There are things in this film that they do get correct. Just like in that Wolverine film, there are elements in that film that they do get corrupt. Hugh Jackman is right for the role. Hugh Jackman knows how to play Wolverine no matter how bad the movie is. He can carry a bad film. I would argue that Anthony Mackie actually does carry it very difficult. It's a very difficult weight to carry. But I think he carries the role. I would argue that nobody in this film is bad. I would actually argue that everyone is casted correctly. I even think there were moments where Harrison Ford even got me a little emotional here and there.
He
I
has some good
think he
scenes.
did a pretty good job. But then it does things that you're just like, this is the most 2009 X-Men universe decision I've ever seen in my life. There's one part where a bad guy doesn't get his way and they hang up the phone and he goes, and then I was like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? I think what Marvel needs to do now, and I can't stress this enough, and they're not going to do it because I think their idea is we have to go back to formula. And I don't believe that's what needs to be done. The problem with Marvel is that they're so hell-bent on trying to recapture the glory days that they don't understand that it's time for reinvention. And hear what I hear and understand, if you're listening, if anybody was like, no, we need to go back to that. No, we don't. When Fox did that with that Wolverine film. Fox understood it was time for reinvention. So whenever that Wolverine movie fell apart, they brought in Chris McQuarrie and James Mangold. They brought in an Academy Award nominated director, and they brought in an amazing screenwriter to come in and reinvent Wolverine. They didn't change the lore. They didn't change anything. They just reinvented it and then kept the universe going. Marvel is in need of reinvention right now. They are in desperate need of reinvention. They don't need to go back to the first Avenger. They need to figure out what is going to work for Anthony Mackie. And this is not it. This is not it. You could feel in some sequences that they're trying to do the Winter Soldier and it doesn't work. It doesn't even come close to what that movie was. And it doesn't need to be that. And I think for the life of him, Anthony Mackie tries to bring some kind of gravitas to it, and it just the material does not help him. They try to give it a little Manchurian candidate in there, and it doesn't work all the way either. So I think it's a mess. If they could just get a little more flexible with their creativity and rather than just inject something new, it might go somewhere, but the heart is not there. The inspiration is not there. There's nothing present that feels inspired at the moment. And that's kind of where I'm at with it. What did you think?
So speaking of the comparisons, I know you love them. Wolverine Origins is a good one. My comparison was that this is the budget Captain America movie. This is the Home Alone sequel where they changed the kid.
Oh, ouch. Ouch. That's hard.
Because it like you said, dude, there's scenes where they're like, hey, remember this from Winter Soldier? Let's do it again. But this time it's Giancarlo Esposito shooting at a car instead of that giant amazing scene with Nick Fury. Right? There's like beat for beat. You can see key moments where they're like, hey, let's do this like Winter Soldier, but this is like the baby toy version. And I'm like, why are we going backwards? Why not go forward? Why do something new? Give me the new great scene.
But
Why
that's
are
what I
what is
mean. That's what I
yeah,
mean. Like
I know, yeah.
it needs reinvention, and they're not wanting to do that.
Gosh, I was so exhausted. Like, there's some lines that Anthony Mackie has. I think Anthony Mackie is really great as his character, but sometimes it's trying to be a Chris Evans Captain America movie. But this isn't Chris Evans.
Oh,
When
that's what I was going to say.
when they allowed Anthony Mackie to be his character, I thought it was kind of fun when
That's
he's
what I
in the
mean,
limo. When he's in the limo with Carl Lumbly and with Joaquin Torres, Danny Ramirez, when they're in the limo, they're just goofing around. Hey, that's pretty fun, right? When he's able to just relax and they're allowed to be like characters, it's fun. But so much of this movie is like wooden exposition. So much of this movie, like, dude, in the like first 5 minutes, what, do you remember there's all these like news videos and they say, this is Betty Ross. She is the daughter of President Thaddeus Ross. She is also the ex-girlfriend of Bruce Banner. What? In what world would the president's daughter be introduced as the ex-girlfriend of Bruce Banner? Not even Dr. Bruce Banner, not even like scientist Bruce Banner, just ex-girlfriend of Bruce Banner.
I don't think I remember that, but
In the first 5 minutes. And I
well,
was like,
I
so this
believe
is
it.
that kind of movie.
I totally believe it, but I agree with you. I think if they were able to just let Anthony Mackie find the role himself and actually be himself and not try to fill the empty space of Chris Evans, I think he would be allowed to fill the role. And at various times, you can see it getting there. There's like one scene involving a spoiler appearance.
Sure. Great
You
scene.
know what I'm talking about? I'm not
That
going to say any of it
was
is.
the one scene where my theater reacted and people were like, oh, ah! The one scene where people came alive.
But in that moment, you can see where he can be the character. And it's a great scene. It's the way it's wrote, it's so good. But that's why I'm saying I feel there's a version of this film, and I feel like Fox would have done it better. I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Oh God.
I know I'm dead serious. I think for as many mistakes as Fox made back in the day,
My goodness.
they have films like Days of Future Past, where they have long extended grounded character moments to allow them to actually be characters. There's a version of this film where you give Anthony Mackie room to become who he is, one or more. And I understand, look, we had a whole TV show to do that, but you're also not allowing him to do it now that he's got the suit. You have room to actually get him to find that flavor of Captain America. It doesn't need to be Steve Rogers.
I wanted to mention the show also, because I was not a huge fan of the show. I am now, because I think the show nailed what this movie was struggling with. And I think that show, it captured Anthony Mackie, Sam Wilson, him. He's not being Steve Rogers. He's being him. And it's so
Yes,
authentic
yeah.
to him. And it gives him this great, he has a whole family there. He has this relationship with Bucky. He's actually struggling with the shield, and he earns the shield, especially the episode 5 was so good, right? And it's him. It's his DNA. And this movie is missing that. It's missing that so much. And that show builds him up in such a way. And then this movie doesn't deliver on that. It doesn't continue the momentum of the even though it's the same writers, it doesn't
Now,
continue. And I was
honestly, the way I felt about it is that that would have been a much more interesting film as a film than this. Like, if they actually made a 2-hour version of him earning the shield to go in theaters, I think that would have been a much more entertaining story because it would have been grounded. He's actually finding somebody who's got the super soldier serum. It's very relevant to like him taking on a Steve Rogers kind of character, and that would have led right into Thunderbolts, right into Thunderbolts. I think it would have been perfect for him to have that story instead of whatever the hell this is. Oh, and to actually talk about what this is, I have one more criticism of it
Only
that
one?
I almost forgot. This is not just them making that mistake. It is almost like, and I thought about this last night, it's almost as if they couldn't get a Captain America story right. So somebody in Disney was like, hey, do we still have the Incredible Hulk 2 script just lying around?
From 2000. Oh my God.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
The Incredible Hulk was 15, what was it? 17 years ago. The Incredible Hulk movie was 17. This is not an exaggeration. 17 years ago.
Do we still got that screenplay, guys? Yeah, I mean, look, we're never gonna be able to make a Hulk movie because we don't got the rights. Yeah, you're right. This is how we do it. This is how we make the Incredible Hulk 2.
17 years ago.
Let's rewrite the screenplay and put Captain America into it. That is how it feels like. It feels like they couldn't get the Anthony Mackie story right, so they just pulled an old screenplay out of the wood chipper and said, hey, we threw this screenplay away. Let's make this Captain America 4 because it involves the Hulk anyway.
And this is definitely like a mishmash of like lots of weird loose ends, like weird different ideas that they just cobbled together. Giancarlo Esposito is in this just to be in the trailer. That's the only reason he's in this movie, just so he can be in the trailer. Almost all the Red Hulk scenes, like Red Hulk versus Leader, could have been its own movie, actually. That could have been, if they really developed that and made it
No,
deeper.
that's
Yeah, but to that point, there's so many villains in this movie. There's so many threats. I lost count during the movie. I was like, who is the what the what the what now and the how the who the It's such a mess. I it's not an exaggeration. I looked at my rankings. This is bottom five MCU. The entire MCU.
I disagree. I disagree. I think there are, like, even with all that I've said, I think there are far worse films. I will forever question the integrity of a lot of people for Thor: The Dark World having better reviews than this film. I'm sorry,
If you want to pivot, I can defend, because I love the romance in Thor: The Dark World, where he's taking her back to meet his family, and he comes from this weird culture, and he's like an immigrant on Earth, and he's taking his
is
white girl
the,
back to meet his weird parents. Like I relate to that, you know.
I thought it was terrible. I thought Thor: The Dark World was terrible.
But there's
I don't
parts of
want
that
to
movie that I
commentate on
liked
the dark
better than
world.
this one, right? I there's parts of Quantumania I like better. This movie I like. Here are my positives in my notes. My positives: number one, a lot of people worked hard on this movie. Number two, Danny Ramirez's walking tours was great. Number three, the aerial scenes looked good in Screen X. I'm sorry, that's the end of the list.
Oh, you saw it in Screen X. I forgot
I thought,
about that.
yeah, I was just, so I saw it in Screen X because I wanted to see, I've never tried Screen X, so I wanted to see like the widescreen. And it looked great for the flying scene. It was amazing for the sky scenes. Everything else looks pretty bad. And especially with all the hand-to-hand like handheld cutting, which is really bad compared to Winter Soldier. And in
Yes.
Screen X, it was even worse because all the sides of your screen are cutting too.
Oh.
It was, yeah.
Nice.
And half the time, like it's just black. Like they're not even using it at all. It
Well,
was totally a waste.
that's
Yeah.
normal. That's normal
Yeah.
for a Screen
Or
X.
sometimes it's just like blurry stuff and there's nothing going on. And then there's other times when I'm like, whoa. And I'm like trying to see everything going. No, I didn't like it. Yeah.
But I do think that there are redeemable aspects about it. I
Go on, go
think,
on, go on, go on.
I mean, I've kind of already touched on it.
Okay.
Nobody in this film, I think, deserves to be removed from their role. I think just everybody in this film deserves a better movie. And that's what's heartbreaking about it is that I don't want to get rid of anyone. I think they're all good. They all play their roles appropriately. I just like I said, same thing with Wolverine. It wasn't the fact that Ryan Reynolds was not the right person for Deadpool. He just deserved a better movie. And many years later, what did Fox do? Fox allowed reinvention and gave him a better movie. Now, that took a leak, that took an arm and a leg to make that happen. But you know what I know, Ben? You know what I know? If somebody is right for this universe and the movie is bad, they would never, this regime would never give them an opportunity the same way that they gave Reynolds for Deadpool. Like it would just continue on. And they would not reinvent the franchise for him.
I think yes, yes and no. Because we're literally talking about right now, we're talking about characters coming back after 17 years from a bad movie, mostly bad movie. Marvel loves Feige, especially. He loves to take these things that didn't work, like Thor: The Dark World, and then make it important to Endgame. They like to take their failures and try to fix them retroactively, right?
But he's not fixing them. He's not fixing anything. He's bringing the X-Men universe and all that stuff in here and not doing anything fresh with them besides putting them in his playhouse that he doesn't want to change. He's keeping the same universe no matter what. Like it is stuck in the same playground,
Yeah.
the
So
same
I'm curious. I'm curious
prompts.
after Secret Wars if things will start changing as the multiverse changes, and because the X-Men movie is going to be like the same year as Secret Wars. It's going to come right after. So
It's
we're going to see what happens.
possible. I have very little faith in that because they brought RDJ back. And that is fully a Kevin Feige decision. And that's not a decision that was made during the Bob Chapek years. Because the Bob Chapek years, that's when Feige kind of lost a little bit of control in Marvel and why we got crap like Secret Invasion and all that. Yeah, like I can see why Secret Invasion happened, during Bob Chapek. But still, RDJ is a full Feige decision, and it feels like a choice that is going backwards instead of forwards. And I'm very concerned even about this film with them trying to salvage it. It feels like a decision to like go back to the old days. And I'm worried, man. I am worried.
I think Marvel is really stuck in this idea that cameos equals money. And in this movie, there's some cameos and they like set them up and it's like a big dramatic moment. And that concerns me. Like a movie like this shouldn't like
It's not as bad. It's not as bad as like Deadpool, though. I'll say that.
Oh, of course not. Yeah, but
It is a little better. They don't support the film.
no.
There is more there that supports it. It's not a sturdy support system at all.
Can I go on a rant about Leader for a second? So I thought the leader looked awful. I thought he looked really terrible. And again, this is not a spoiler. The leader, they announced leaders in this. You can look at what leader looks like in the comic. Yeah, there's even merch with him on it. But this design was really bad. I thought he was not good in his role. Like, the acting is fine. Tim Blake Nelson is good. The character is terrible for what the leader's supposed to be. You understand what I mean?
Yeah,
He was so
that's
bad.
green.
Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor is a better mastermind than this leader.
I can't argue that. I really can't argue that.
Okay, they never even call him leader. There's one moment where a guy is dying, and with his last breath, he looks, he's like, who are you? And Tim Blake Nelson looks down and he says, don't you know by now? I'm the hero. And I was like, this is the one moment where he could have, they could have given him at least the name. He said, I'm the leader. But they said, I'm the hero, which is like the most stereotypical thing, like the most cliche thing they could have said. And, ugh.
Well, honestly, Vin, I'm kind of glad they didn't do that because if he did say, "Didn't you know I'm the leader?" I probably would have punched myself in the face.
I would be like,
It
yes, they said the
was
thing.
it would have been the corniest delivered line in the
I wish
world.
this movie
I
had more. I wish this movie had more corniness. I wish they had just embraced the silliness of it all. Instead, it's trying to be too serious and it's trying to be a little silly. It just doesn't work, dude.
I just, but I think tonally it would have been off. Like, it's already tonally off. You
Yeah.
know what I mean?
What tone?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, it's already bad. I think
Yeah.
putting a, "Didn't you know I'm the leader?" I would have rolled out. I would have
It's
rolled.
the easiest. It's the easiest way to give him the name. And then at the end of the movie, not a spoiler. At the end of the movie, there's a reporter who says, "Welcome to the brave new world of Adamantium." And I was like, "Ha! They said the
Well, you know, that's not like, to me, that's not corny. Like, it felt to me that, like,
It's
I
pretty
gotta say,
ham-fisted.
that's one of the better executed scenes
Okay.
because, like, it felt organic. Like, he wasn't,
Okay.
like, building to this moment where I'm the leader, you know? Like, he's up there giving a presentation and he's like, "We found something better," and it's and I like a TED talk. He's giving like a TED talk. But even that sequence, I didn't think that was as corny because like it felt organic. I know like it's saying the thing can feel that way. I think it's better than like, you know, "I'm the leader," you know, like I gotta tell you, if he actually said his villain. Yeah, I'm not kidding, Ben. If he said his villain name, I would have turned into the Ben Affleck meme during the interview. You know what I'm talking about? The
Yes,
interview where he goes
yes,
like,
yes.
"That would have been me." Like I would have probably rolled out. Be like, "Well, that's it." Anyway.
We're trying. We tried. This is like a eulogy.
I don't think it's a eulogy because, like, again, just like with that film, I don't think the universe is dead.
No,
Not the.
not a eulogy to the MCU, but a eulogy to what this should have been. You
Yeah,
know,
I want
especially
that. That's fair.
like we outlined at the beginning, like we love the Captain America movies. And we did not grow up with loving Captain America. They earned our love. They earned our trust. A Captain America movie means something. We like Anthony Mackie as the Falcon. We really like the character. We like the actor. Yeah.
What I won't say is what I hope they take away from this, and I know they won't because I don't really know if that entire brand has any room to take any criticism and to learn from it. I hope they can, but I do think it's time to change something. They
That's what the
start
Avenger movies
something.
are going to do, I think. I think
Yeah.
those Avenger movies are going to be like a hard pivot. Yeah.
Musicians, they do it all the time. Studios, they do it all the time. Filmmakers reinvent themselves a lot. Chris Nolan is making a fantasy next.
I'm so excited for the Odyssey. Yeah.
He's not even doing like a grounded film anymore. Like he is making a fantasy. Artists do it all the time to challenge themselves. That's where inspiration comes from. If you don't reinvent to a degree, you don't find inspiration. And that's kind of how I feel about this.
Well said, dude. Well said.
Yep, that's.
I was just thinking earlier, what are we? Some kind of brave new world?
What are we? Some kind of leader?
Okay.
That's
Anyway, guys, thanks for
all.
watching. Okay. Thanks for watching. If you enjoyed our discussion and maybe even the movie, be sure to like and subscribe and leave a comment below. What did you think about Captain America Brave New World? What did you think about the other Captain America movies? Be sure to check out our Sundance coverage from last week, The Dead Thing from earlier. Lots of good stuff coming out, right? I'm Vin. You can find me on Blue Sky, Vin Writes Words.
I am John. And if you want to tell me what you thought about The Incredible Hulk 2, you can find me at John Movie Watch on Blue Sky.
Be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Blue Sky, My Cosmic Circus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the ones you just watched. Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Bye.
We did it.